Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. I urge you to check out the main feed. But this is a quickie on offensive lines this year that went backwards. It's in an article I wrote for footballguys.com from a fantasy perspective, but obviously it applies to the NFL as well. There will be another one for ones that went forward, which a lot more names on that list, a lot more teams on that list. But this one has five names that come to mind, and one of them is the Super Bowl runner-up, Atlanta. And here's the biggest thing with them is pretty much their entire front five was healthy all last year. And that's not going to happen again. I mean, it's unlikely to happen again. The weakest starter on that front five to me was Chris Chester, a guard, who retired, and it really surprised me that Atlanta didn't use an early pick, a first or second round pick, on a guard to make their weakest lineman a young upside, potentially really strong lineman, keep the offense rolling. It's not what they did. So I look at that position as weaker than last year, and that was the weakest spot on the line, Chester's spot. And I just don't trust all the starters to stay healthy like they did last year. So my hunch, and Shanahan's out of town, is the Atlanta offensive line will take a step backwards. Cincinnati is the absolute poster boy for this, and I probably don't need to tell you much about it, is that used to be a strength of the team. Last year, the line was noticeably worse. Center has been a problem for a handful of years. They haven't done anything about that. And the big thing, obviously, is they let Whitworth and Zeitler, their two best offensive linemen, leave in free agency this year, which I think is a frugal/cheap move. And yes, they drafted Abuye and Fisher in the first and second round of the 2015 draft, but that was a while ago, and they haven't done anything more or less in the 16 or 17 draft to help their offensive line. I think they have a chance to have the worst offensive line in the entire league. Staying in division, the Ravens also went backwards on the offensive line. They still have Yonda, who's a great player. Stanley was really promising as a rookie. I think he's a long-time left tackle. But they lost Osemele a couple years ago, who we know about. That's not really factoring in here. They traded their starting center, Jeremy Zutaw, who's not a great player, but he's started a lot of games, to the 49ers. And then Ricky Wagner left with big money in free agency. They haven't done a lot to replace those guys. I mean, they have a handful of options, but it seems to me either at one of the guards or the right tackle spot that Baltimore is a starter short, and, Ursel will step in. But I think this unit goes backwards. I see two promising, strong starters and a lot more question marks than answers with this offensive line. Now, this one goes from elite to... now I'm not so sure. Dallas, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, Travis Frederick, they're very well the best tackle, guard, and center in the league. So that's pretty good. And I'm not saying Dallas is going to be bad. But they lost two starters. I mean, Free and Leary. Leary played really well last year. Both those guys are gone. So they're going to have two new starters on their offensive line any way you cut it. I know Leo Collins is there, and he's very, very talented. But he's not proven, and I think he'll be the right tackle. I'm not sure he isn't better at guard. Depth here is a worry. The spot that Collins doesn't play, which I imagine will be Leary's guard spot, is certainly a question. So a great elite line, I think, now has two spots you got to worry about. That's somewhat true, too, with Green Bay. Green Bay's had a really good line for a long time. It's something that they do put a premium on. Aaron Rodgers holds the ball a very long time. Pass blocking for him is not as easy as you would think. Last year, two off seasons ago, they cut Josh Sitton, which I didn't understand at the time. This year, they lose J.C. Treader and T.J. Lang. They drafted Jason Spriggs last draft, but I think he's much more of a tackle than a guard. I think they drafted him with the intention of him moving into one of the tackle spots, but they end up locking up Bulaga and Bakhtiari. Lindsley comes back at center, so I think you move Spriggs to one of the guard spots. So just a lot of questions. I mean, at guard. I mean, I think the center tackle situation is still really good, but the guard situation, depth, is worrisome. And anytime you have a lot of change on the offensive line, losing three starters in 2 years generally doesn't go well.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.